The best way to get through winter is to get out into it, we are told. We are also told, by way of a severe Norwegian saying, that there is no such thing as bad weather, just poorly chosen clothing. There are days, though, when a chair by the fire and an encouraging beverage also have their appeal. This week, we asked people whether they'd choose downhill skiing, cross-country skiing or snowmobiling. Men would choose snowmobiling, while women would choose cross-country. There are political divides, with conservatives on the snowmobile end and liberals and greens on the cross-country end. The difference is roughly apparent on a left-right spectrum. We see a divide between snowmobiling and downhill skiing on an income graph. This seems pretty clearly a cultural rather than income-based divide, though, since both downhill and snowmobiling can be expensive, while cross-country is pretty budget-friendly by comparison. Younger readers prefer downhill, while older readers prefer cross-country. Cross-country people are far more open to buying an EV. People with at least some regular attendance at religious services prefer cross-country, while those with none prefer downhill and snowmobiling. People who are content to never get tattoos prefer cross-country. People who oppose the 2022 use of the Emergencies Act are much more likely to prefer snowmobiles, as are those who support loosening gun controls. People who oppose legalizing cannabis, and also other drugs like mushrooms and MDMA, are somewhat more likely to prefer snowmobiles. And people who disliked phys ed class in school are more likely to prefer cross-country.